Golden State Media Concepts bring you the Bible Study Podcast. Reflect and journey the Bible as together we study God's Word and be inspired. Bible study made fun and informative for all ages. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Bible Study Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Bible Study Podcast. I am your host, Sarah, and today is August 13th, 2017. We will be talking about the texts for the week for this week. Those assigned texts are for the week of the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. And as I did last week, I would like to begin us off with a word of prayer, something that I should have been doing all along, but something which sometimes slips my mind. I am not the best when it comes to remembering to pray, even though I talk about it a lot. So one of my own human failings, my own weaknesses there in my spiritual life. But let us begin this podcast with a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we come to you today with heavy hearts. The world is broken. It feels more broken than usual. And so we ask for your light and your love to pour into those broken places and begin to do healing work that so desperately needs to be done in the world. I pray that you surround my listeners with your love and your presence. Let them feel your spirit at work in their lives. Acknowledge their joys, heal their sorrows and their hurts and their frustrations, and remind them that your love surrounds us. Your love is the final answer to everything in this world. We ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So, as I said, today is the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. This is the 10th Sunday after Pentecost, the text assigned for this week. And so let's jump in and read those texts. The first text, it comes from 1 Kings. It is the first of our two Old Testament texts. It is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 18. At that place, he came to a cave and spent the night there. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting the mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him that said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." Then the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram. Also you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, of Abel-Mehoiah, as prophet in your place. Whoever escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall kill. And whoever escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elisha shall kill. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." And so that, again, was the first Old Testament text from 1 Kings 19, 9 through 18, and very different from last week's reading, but similar to me in that we have yet another face-to-face encounter with God. Last week we read about Jacob wrestling with God, and now here we have Elijah going to this cave and then God said the Lord is going to pass by, so pay attention. But God, there's all of these amazing, not amazing, but incredible things that happen, sort of forces of nature. But God is not in those forces of nature. God is not in the wind. God is not in the earthquake. God is not in the fire. God comes after the sound of silence. So we get that theme again of listening for God. God comes in the silence. So again, that was the reading from 1 Kings. Our alternate first reading comes from Genesis again, chapter 37, verses 1 through 4 and 12 through 18. And we're back to Jacob. Jacob settled in the land where his father had lived as an alien, the land of Canaan. This is the story of the family of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was shepherding the flock with his brothers. He was a helper to the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought a bad report of them to their father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any other of his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a long robe with sleeves. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him, and could not speak peaceably to him. Now his brothers went to pasture their father's flock near Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, "Are not your brothers pasturing the flock at Shechem? Come, I will send you to them. He answered, "Here I am." So he said to them, "Go now, see if it is well with your brothers and with the flock, and bring word back to me." So he sent him from the valley of Hebron. He came to Shechem, and a man found him wandering the fields. The man asked him, "What are you seeking?" "I am seeking my brothers," he said. "Tell me, please, where they are pasturing the flock." The man said, "They have gone away, for I heard them say, 'Let us go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them at Dothan. They saw him from a distance, and before he came near to them, they conspired to kill him. They said to one another, "Here comes this dreamer. Come now, let us kill him and throw him into one of the pits. Then we shall say that a wild animal has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams." But when Reuben heard it, he delivered him out of their hands, saying, "Let us not take his life." Reuben said to them, "Shed no blood. Throw him into this pit here in the wilderness, but lay no hand on him, that he might rescue him out of their hand and restore him to his father." So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the long robe with the sleeves that he wore, and they took him and threw him in the pit. The pit was empty. There was no water in it. Then they sat down to eat, and looking up, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead, with their camels carrying gum, balm, and resin, on their way to carry it down to Egypt. Then Judah said to his brothers, "What profit is it if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and not lay our hands on him, for he is our brother, our own flesh." And his brothers agreed. When some Midianite traders passed by, they drew Joseph up, lifting him out of the pit, and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they took Joseph to Egypt. Joseph had an incredible life. This is just the beginning of the adventures of Joseph, if you know the story of Joseph. Man, this takes sibling rivalry to a whole new level, doesn't it? Let's not kill him. Let's just throw him in a pit. Oh, wait, no, let's not kill him, and let's not leave him in the pit. Let's sell him. Let's make some profit off of our brother, because he's an annoying little punk, and we don't like that he dreams that show us in bad light. Yeah, this is just the beginning of Joseph's story. So if you've never seen Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, you should totally watch it, because it is so much fun, and it's got great music, and it tells the story of Joseph in a wild and kind of over-the-top way. It's wonderful. So that's the alternate reading for today from Genesis. And then the psalm for this assigned for this week is Psalm 85, verses 8 through 13. "Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to them in their hearts. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and will make a path for his steps." And that is the psalm assigned for this week, Psalm 85, verses 8 through 13. We're going to take our first break of the podcast now. When we come back, we'll read through the New Testament text assigned for the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. So stay tuned, and I will be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Bible Study Podcast. We are reading through the text assigned for this week, the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. So far we have read from 1 Kings, Genesis chapter 37, and Psalm 85. And now I'm going to move on to the assigned text from the New Testament. The first text comes from Romans chapter 10, verses 5 through 15. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart, that is, the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on his name, who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear about someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. This is, again, Romans 10, verses 5 through 15, and this feels almost like Paul is just sort of throwing in a bunch of not quite related Old Testament passages. And that's not what he's doing here. We're just getting these 10 verses and it might feel a little disjointed, but he is, you know, trying to make a point and he is trying to base that point on Old Testament texts. But as you read through it, it's like, okay, and now we're going to pluck this text from here and this text from here. But he really is trying to say that, you know, we can confess with our lips that Jesus is Lord. We have to believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. You can do one or the other, but the scripture says no one who believes in him will be put to shame. And so we have to do these things with, you know, with our whole being. It's once again that bringing our whole self to the relationship that we have with God, to the belief that we have in God's promises through Jesus. And Paul is writing, of course, in a much larger context in the whole chapter, not just the chapter of chapter 10, but in the whole letter to the church in Rome in this book of Romans. We're going to move on now to the gospel reading, Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, Jesus came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And this is the Gospel of the Lord. It is Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. It follows immediately on what we read last week with the feeding of the 5,000. And here we have yet another example of Jesus doing something amazing and the disciples trying to understand. Peter shows amazing faith when he says, "Okay, command me to come to you." And he starts walking on the water towards Jesus. But then, as so often happens, the forces of the world surrounding him, in this case, the wind and the elements of nature, start to batter him and erode his confidence, and he begins to sink. And Jesus says, "Oh, you know, you of little faith, why do you doubt?" And he could have said that angrily, but I feel like he says it with compassion, like he has for the crowds. "Why did you doubt? Why did you let those outside forces get in the way of what you know to be true? You were coming to me. You were believing in me. You were having faith in me. And then you let the outside forces come between us. And then you started to sink." And again, as with last week, now we still have Jesus trying to find that moment of peace. And he does find it this time. He sends the disciples on ahead in the boat, the same boat that he tried to get away in last time. But he came ashore and he was swarmed by the crowds. And this time he goes up the mountain by himself, and he's there alone, and he goes there to pray. So he does finally get his time of solitude, his time of regrouping, and then it's once more into the fray. It's once more back out into the world with those elements and everything that comes with the world. And this is where I'm struggling today, because these texts are great. There's so many beautiful images in the text assigned for this week, but my heart is so heavy this week. And this could have been a very different podcast today if this weekend had gone differently, but the events happening in Charlottesville these past few days, Charlottesville, Virginia, just have been weighing on my heart and my mind. And there's so much hate and there's so much anger happening with those protests. And we can't be silent. We cannot just stand by and not say anything about this visual show of hatred that is happening in Charlottesville. And it makes me sick. It makes me sad. It makes me angry. But Martin Luther he said, "You can't fight anger with anger. You can't fight hatred with hatred." Martin Luther King Jr., sorry, not Martin Luther. And I have been struggling. I've been reading and praying and watching events unfold. And I am so thankful for my colleagues who have had better words than I have, because I haven't been able to formulate those words. But the words that come about God's love, this is not God's love, folks. This is people who are angry and who are, they're angry. They're really, really angry, and they think the world is against them. And instead of trying to see their neighbor as themselves, instead of trying to show God's love to the world, they instead are choosing to dwell in that hatred and that anger. And it's not right. You know, we have to call it out for what it is. And it is racism. It is sexism. It is white supremacy. And it is all of the things that we don't see reflected in the words of Jesus, in the love of God that we have as an example through Jesus. Just last week, we were reading that feeding of the 5,000, and there was no distinction made, right? We were talking about how important eating was in that society, and how it was so often, you know, people were divided by class and social standing, and who you ate with reflected that. But Jesus didn't, that didn't matter when Jesus fed them. He fed everyone together. He made no distinction. If you read through the letters of Paul, he says again and again, in Christ, there are no differences. You know, there's no Jew and Greek. There's no men and women. There's no slave or free, all of these things. And yet, These events this past week show just how scared people are of things that are different, and they feel that they are being somehow punished, somehow oppressed by these things that are different, and they are showing that fear through violence and hatred, and it breaks my heart. And I'm going to take a quick break because it does break my heart and I don't know quite what to say and I need to gather my thoughts a little bit. So I'm going to take a break. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Bible Study Podcast. We were talking about the text assigned for this week, but before the break, I was talking about the events that have been unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia this weekend, and the show of anger and violence, this protest, this rally of white supremacy, and it makes me sick to my stomach. It makes me saddened. It makes me angry. It makes me frightened. And that is what the people behind this protest want. They want us to be afraid. They want us to see our neighbors as other. They want us to divide the world into us and them. And that isn't helpful. And as I said, I'm so thankful for my colleagues and my colleagues who I know and my colleagues who I don't know. I'm especially thankful for that counter protest that happened. I don't know if you saw the images and the videos of the clergy in that area who were marching in silent protest in response to the protesting of the white supremacists. They were linked arm in arm. They were silent. Later on, they were singing in order to drown out the shouts and the chants. But their example is one of love and peace, not meeting anger with anger, not meeting hatred with hatred, but instead meeting hatred with love, meeting anger with this profound silence, kind of like what we heard in the Old Testament reading, this profound silence wherein God was found. So they meet this anger with this profound silence. And then when silence isn't appropriate, then they meet it with singing. And I think one of the songs that they were singing that I saw today was "This Little Light of Mine." And this seems particularly appropriate because it does speak to, you know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And you're not going to let anyone, you know, you're not going to let the forces of the world eliminate that light. And you're going to make it shine for all of the world to see. And that is what we have to do now. We cannot be silent. We cannot just think these things don't affect us, because they do. They affect everyone. It's not just the people that the protests are about. It's about everyone. It is about all of us as children of God. These are our brothers and sisters in Christ who are being targeted, who are being victimized, who are being held up as other, who are being held up as scary and dangerous when it's not. It's the people who are spewing hatred and anger all over the world and showing that they are the ones who are scary and dangerous. And so we cannot be silent. We cannot let hate win. We have to get out there with God's love. We have to show God's love to our neighbors. We cannot make us and them. We cannot differentiate. We cannot make these things, we cannot make groups out of God's family. We cannot do that. We have to show God's love. We have to bring God's light into the world. The world, as I said, is broken. And in broken places, you know, the light can pour into those broken places. But we have got to be the bearers of that light. We have to take the light that is within us, the light of Christ that is within us, and take it out into the world. We have to speak out against hatred. We have to stand up against this anger and this invective that is just being spewed out there into the world. And we can't let hate win. Love ultimately wins, but love needs to be spread and God's work needs to be done by us. We are God's hands in this world. We are God's, we are Christ's body in this world, and we can spread God's love, but we cannot sit silently by and hope that somebody else will do it for us. And so I know I didn't talk much about really any about the texts today, but this has just been on my heart and my mind, and I really wish I had better words to say. I wish I, you know, so many things I wish. I wish I were more eloquent. I wish I had better oratorial, or you know, like I was a better orator. I had better speaking skills. I had better, I just wish I had better words. I wish I had more words or something. Don't be silent. Don't let hate win. Spread God's love and God's light. Thank you for joining me. I hope you will join me again next week when we talk about the text assigned for the 11th Sunday after Pentecost. As always, you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can download those podcasts on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, any of the apps that you use for your mobile device. And you can follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. As I said, I hope you will join me again next week. In the meantime, I hope that you will remember that not only are you a beautiful and beloved child of God, but everyone around you is a beautiful and beloved child of God, and you're all deserving of God's love equally. Take that love, let your light shine in the world, let that love overcome hate. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Bible Study Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.